Welcome to The Never Ending Startup by Dr. John Drain. At The Never Ending Startup Podcast, we inspire startups to learn how to navigate the future and realize their journey is circular and never ending. I'm Grace, and I will be keeping you up to date with the latest episodes and upcoming topics, as well as Dr. John's insightful interviews with modern startups. Stay tuned also for updates on his coaching and mentor program. The Never Ending Startup is both a podcast and an upcoming book. The podcast forms part of the book's promotion and release. See our podcast page for more information and updates also. The podcast shares Dr. John's insightful entrepreneurial journey, history, and inspirations. It includes interviews with accelerator startups from the University of Newcastle's Integrated Innovation Network called I2N about their story, journey, and inspirations. It also covers the state of Australia's innovation ecology and lessons for new startups. The podcast and book build a social and entrepreneurial framework for startup journey and longevity. The podcast team and content include readings and reflections of passages of the upcoming book by Dr. John. It also includes outlines of key chapter themes by our in-house narrator, Noah. We hope you enjoy our exciting new podcast, and it helps you navigate your startup journey.
Well, hi there, it's Dr. John, and welcome to The Never Ending Startup. We inspire startups to learn how to navigate the future and realize their journey is circular and never ending. For humankind, it seems now more than ever, creation and innovation is a vital future. After all, it is in our wiring as humans to survive, evolve, and innovate. Our DNA entrenched with several million years of evolution, from Homo erectus through to Homo sapiens, otherwise known as wise humans. The latter title, however, has been given long before we acted wisely enough to stop war, poverty, dispossession, racism, pestilence, disease, and climatic recklessness. But I hope there's a long way yet to go in our massive human journey on this little planet, our only planet, which we must learn to share and nurture. I'm in my mid-60s, and much I tell here is from hindsight, and hopefully a wisdom meaningful to those setting out on a creative journey of any type and at whatever time in life. The journey of life, love, adaptation, and survival. The podcast is inspired by these sentiments and also the celebration of the 30th year anniversary of my Catalyst Research Centre called Optimum Search, which went on to spawn startup concepts and development projects. We introduce the genesis of Optimum Search and its amazing history, but also start to explore a central question. How has it lasted so long? And what longevity model can be drawn from it to assist future startups? Now, the podcast shares my entrepreneurial journey, history, and inspirations. It includes interviews with accelerator startups from the University of Newcastle's I2N Integrated Innovation Network about their journey and inspirations. The accelerators cover important areas of our social, economic, and environmental futures, and they are used as themes for the interview-related episodes. It also covers the state of Australia's innovation ecology and lessons for new startups. The podcast builds a social and entrepreneurial framework for startup journey and longevity. The Never Ending Startup takes you through the greater journey of human endeavor and hopes to help you find a way through the never-ending story of your own creativity. We inspire startups to learn to navigate the future and realize their journey is circular and never-ending. And we also hope you enjoy our exciting mixture of real human and AI narrators. So listen in.
I'm Noah, and I'll be narrating the book reviews for the Never Ending Startup podcast. The Never Ending Startup is the story of award-winning researcher, writer, innovator, historian, and entrepreneur, Dr. Jonathan Drain. It covers his journey through the world of high-rise construction, property development, and then into startup ventures, the genesis of which he discovered only recently, had its inception over half a century earlier. His first startup, called Optimum Search, was established in 1993 and still stands today, with a deep quarter-century history of entrepreneurial achievement and catalyst research, with some failure along the way, the latter being a central part of the DNA of its success. The story starts in his childhood home and its laundry sink, in the midst of his post-war 1950s upbringing. A hot-housed adolescent who was introduced by his father to a strange mixture of chemistry sets. Explorer Jacques Cousteau, physicist Professor Julius Sumner Miller, and Australia's Professor Harry Messel. The latter's famous blue science book was in nearly every high school classroom. In this way, the story also provides a lived-aside history of Australia's post-war innovation path, its lucky country label and its subsequent brain drain, then independence and research initiatives. From CSIRO to a modern innovation ecosystem. A framework is formed around several themes that is childhood experiences. This history and these role models inspired. From circularity and curiosity to exploration and development, then methodology and pathways which end in renewal. Spurred by his attendance at innovation hubs and startup groups in the COVID era in 2022, and at the age of 67, Jonathan saw quite clearly what history can only reveal. That for the true startup, innovation is never-ending and should not be seen as a single, life-defining achievement, whether good or bad or a grab for wealth and celebrity. The never-ending startup is a journey through life, innovation, and one's innate desire to create that should never be quelled, ridiculed or sidelined due to the apparent apparition of failure. Taking the reader through his journey and the inspirations that guided his earlier life, Jonathan builds a social and entrepreneurial framework for what he calls the circular startup, the type that never ends and keeps giving, no matter what obstacles occur.
Reflections of the Never-Ending Journey by Dr. John.
The laundry sink and chemistry sets. My origins in 1962. For me, the concept that I was a creative person was long subdued through my own core beliefs ingrained in me from childhood, but mostly by no particular villains. In this regard, and upon distant reflection, however, I sense that I grew up in what seemed like a normal suburban home, but in reality was a science lab of sorts in the early 1960s. There we were in the shadow of our laundry sink with my older brother, Chris, who I idolized, but at the same time seemed to fight all the time. My father was there too in the background, a tall, remote, vigilant figure. In hindsight, a strange lab chief, as he had never been allowed to finish high school and instead became a bank manager and before that a soldier of grim theatres of battle in World War II, the likes of which were Tobruk, Kokoda and Balikpapan. I was to find much later how the tragedy and endurance of my soldier father played out and brought him to us in the laundry sink. So returning to my creative origins, of course, there we were with test tubes and litmus tests, making substances fizz and explode with some scientific purpose, which I can no longer remember. But to me, it was all about the colour and the light, the discovery, the surprise, the wonder. For Chris, however, I was to suspect it was also about the calculation, the evidence, and the validation. These, I was to find later in life, were two worlds apart. The fizz and the formula, two worlds apart. So returning to the never-ending startup and its beginnings. In the science lab of our childhood, I was to find years later that my brother and I loved the laundry lab, but each of us headed in different directions. The two directions and worlds apart related to two main divisions in the scientific view of the world. One is the quantitative view involving the study of tangible concepts, the gathering of evidence, and the testing of scenarios. The process of deduction through statistical method is also used in this view. An example being the testing of formulas for a medicine or the statistical analysis of a tree species that is becoming extinct. Now, the second is a qualitative view involving the study of intangible concepts, the exploration of traits and factors leading to potential scenarios. The process of induction through discovery and observation is also used in this method. An example being the study of a particular culture and society, or the interviewing of a group of teenagers on what their favorite music is and why they love it. I chose the love of social intangibles and their discovery, while my brother, Chris, loved the pure mathematics of statistical analysis and proof. The Never-Ending Startup returns to these two concepts in its upcoming episodes and focuses on the role models of my life who inspired me forward over many years. Inspirations: the scientist, the explorer, the poet, and the musician. There were many people who inspired me in my early life and helped me realize how important my younger years were in forming my pathway through life. Role models and inspirations like the intense curiosity of Professor Julius Sumner Miller of the 1970s. It taught me the question, why is it so? He was the only professor of the time to actually have his own TV show. Or the explorations of the famous ocean scientist, entrepreneur, and adventurer Jacques Cousteau, who invented scuba diving, to the magical beauty of the poet T.S. Eliot, who inspired the poet and creator within me, though I never thought of myself as creative. And then to the musical artists of the mid-century, like the Beatles, of course, and the Rolling Stones, and then Carly Simon with her magical time-worn song, It's Coming Around Again. And there are many more inspirational people who I will introduce you to in upcoming episodes, all of whom helped me with resilience and self-belief. I know that as you hear these examples that you'll be thinking of similar role models of your own, and most importantly, those who inspired you from an early age. Here is a part of a poem by T.S. Eliot which still inspires me to believe in my never-ending journey and create the never-ending startup and show the principle of circularity at its most intimate. The poem reads, "We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time." T.S. Eliot, 1943.
The episodes in the Never-Ending Startup are in the order of a journey through time, from origins to pathways, discovery, and horizons. then the journey returning to a new starting point, which is, in effect, the point of wisdom. Each episode brings to light themes like curiosity, exploration, and creativity. All of these are the DNA of the entrepreneurial journey. Dr. John's book by the same name follows this time-long view of a startup and is enhanced by contemporary interviews with new startups and entrepreneurs from all walks of life. The Never Ending Startup podcast shares Dr. John's insightful entrepreneurial journey, history, and inspirations. It builds a social, economic, and environmental framework for the startup journey through time.
Dr. John here, and I hope you enjoyed our first episode of The Never Ending Startup. Our next episode centers around the theme of pathways and creativity. Leaving my beginnings in the laundry sink, I move on to describe the power that our backyard and its cotoneaster tree had over me as a young boy, who used it to create an adventure pathway. The next episode also describes the impact and inspiration of the mid-century post-war musicians and poets that helped me to understand eventually that I had my own creativity, though I did not recognize it in those days. We also focus on the theme of circularity versus linear growth. In doing so, we explore the central question of sustainability of our planet. Industry and business in general works on a linear growth model when the planet's resources are finite. The linear growth model has served industry well, but it's also not only a significant cause of business failure due to undercapitalization, it also goes against the future of the sustainability of our planet. We are also very excited about bringing you interviews with accelerator startups from the University of Newcastle's Integrated Innovation Network called I2N, and also other startups from other walks of life. Now listen to Grace's segments, which are at the start and the end of the episode, and see our podcast page for the startups and their exciting profiles. Now at the Never Ending Startup, we inspire startups to learn how to navigate the future and realize their journey is circular and never ending.
Thanks for visiting the Never Ending Startup podcast. Dr. John's book by the same name is upcoming, and this podcast and its episodes provide a summary of the book and its audience, reach, and objectives. I will be keeping you up to date on the latest episodes, startup interviews, events, and offerings that Dr. John provides, like coaching, his latest book release, and webinars. See our podcast page for more information on the startups and their exciting profiles. We would love to hear from you, and simply go to johndrain.net and to the contact form on the sidebar. Don't forget to answer our 3-question drop-down quiz about this podcast to get your 25% discount code that can be applied to our webinars and coaching sessions. See our podcast page on johndrain.net. It is spelled johndrain.net. We inspire startups to learn how to navigate the future and realize their journey is circular and never ending.